You're going to do the SHIP update?
We are. Do you want to take the podium and give us the update then? We'll move forward then to the update from SHIP.
Thank you. My name is Christos Kalivas. I live at 7 Laurel Street here in Rockland. And I am the spokesman for SHIP, which is a citizens group that's concerned primarily with the proposed marine expansion that Yachting Solutions has been moving forward on for the last now a couple of years at least. There are a couple of things I want to talk to you about this evening. One is the channel, which is under consideration by the council at this point. And then the other would be the impact of the Yachting Solutions proposal on the channel and also in general, our view of the most current proposal that Yachting Solutions has put forth, which I believe Bill Morong in a similar kind of setting presented to you. So I thank you for the opportunity to bring some balance to the conversation. With respect to the channel, Harbor Master Matt Ripley obtained a surveyor and has now laid out a channel by a very clear definition. We have no problem with that. It makes perfect sense what he's doing. This is actually something which Matt gave to me a while ago, and to extend the channel out 1,000 yards to maintain the width of 80 feet makes absolute sense. Where we, and I understand the Harbor Management Commission has endorsed that and has made a recommendation to the council that it accept this proposal. Well, we part company with the Harbor Commission's recommendation is with respect to the inclusion of a buffer. And there are several reasons why we feel that the buffer is essential, and they're primarily safety considerations. One is currently the channel kind of goes out for a distance similar to what you see there, and then it kind of meanders south, and it moves. When the wind is out of the southwest, all of the boats swing to the north. The channel is maintained, but it's in a different location. When the wind comes out of the north, the opposite happens, but essentially the channel and its width maintains its integrity. You know, that was something that was explored at the May 20th meeting with the Harbor Management Commission. I think everybody recognizes that that's a problem. And with Matt's proposal, which has been accepted by the Harbor Management Commission, it resolves that issue. We'll now have clear points where buoys can be set and the channel will be fixed. But it does create an issue, and the issue is the boats are still going to swing. And unlike currently, when they all swing in unison, the channel moves from, let's say, left to right or right to left, depending on which way the wind blows, you still have that 80 feet. Once it's fixed and the buoys are placed, if the wind comes out of the southwest, the boats that are moored to the south of it will then enter into the channel, and vice versa. When the wind blows from the opposite direction, all of the boats are going to swing, and the boats that are on the north side will then swing into the channel. So the 20-foot buffer will eliminate that. The boats will continue to swing. That's just the way the nature of the harbor is and moorings are. But the buffer will keep them from swinging into that 80 feet. It'll maintain its integrity. So that's a fairly significant reason, in our opinion. Certainly by adding the 20-foot buffer, it'll result in more moorings potentially having to be moved than under the current proposed plan from the commission, which would just be 80 feet. Now you're going out 120 feet. But it seems that we should be looking at not just the current situation in the harbor, but in the years ahead, and it'll make for a better, safer situation. At the May 20th meeting, Bill Morong, who was present as CEO for Yachting Solutions, when ship, and I was speaking, indicated that we were in support of the buffer. He said, well, you know, that doesn't make sense because, you know, you're opposing our project because you don't want to see moorings moved or displaced or whatever. But now if you have the channel with buffers, it's going to lead to more moorings being moved. Well, that's true. But the distinction is this. It's our position that moving more moorings now, creating a better, safer channel, is for the public interest. We oppose certain aspects of the yachting solutions proposal in terms of it displacing moorings and creating problems because we don't feel that is in the public interest. So there's a distinction there. There may be some reasons that are good for moving moorings, other reasons that are not good. We think in this instance, making the channel better is a good reason to do that. When you look at the Yachting Solutions' current plan, and we're not sure where, they show the channel here, and I'm not certain where the current proposed channel would lie, whether it's in the same position, whether it's south or north. But the point is that we know Yachting Solutions' intention is to extend the what I'm going to refer to as the Archer's Pier out as far as they can so they can bring their float right to the edge of the channel. So in this depiction, it shows an 80-foot wide channel. If there was a buffer, they would, you know, then have to back it up 20 feet. The problem here is that this face right here that I'm pointing to, which is at the edge of the channel, and if there's no buffer, it will be at the edge of the channel, I'm sure. You're going to have boats tying up, fueling, and actually entering into the channel. So the analogy is if you're driving in your car and you want to get fuel, we would never think in terms of just stopping in the travel portion of the lane and fueling up. We obviously get off. And the reason is we want to maintain the safety and the integrity of the roadway. Well, the same is true with the channel. If there were a buffer, there would be at least 20 feet that boats pulling up to this face float here could do what they intend to do, get fuel, but they wouldn't be impeding and encroaching upon the travel portion.